Your heart beats faster and faster.
Between the world of the living and the realm of the dead, one show has both sides listening every Sunday night. That's right, guys. It's the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Ooh, that's right. Paranormal broadcasting, where we may not be up for a Tony or an Oscar or any other award, but we'll keep coming on every weekend and telling you we deserve to be.
That's right, little brother, or any word at all. I like that. I like that right there. Hey, gang, we are live in studios once again because you can rely on us every Sunday night, and we'll be in the Ghostman and Demon Hunter chat room all night long.
That's right, and you can log into that chat room by going to our website at www.ghostanddemon.com.
That's right. And in case anybody was wondering, this is the Ghostman, Sean B.
And that would make me Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter.
And this is the Sunday, June 15th broadcast. Happy Father's Day broadcast, special broadcast, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
Ooh, that's right. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show is independently produced by Nathan Schoonover and Sean Burris, and it's broadcast live on Omnisound, KarmaCast, Planet Paranormal, and I Am Haunted Radio, and is recorded for Planet Paranormal, I Am Haunted, and Para X Radio.
Wow, I am haunted. I'm naked, too, right now.
I didn't want to know that. I really didn't want to know that.
I know, but I tell you. Anyway, guys, tonight's guest, we got another hot one for you guys. First up, the spicy temptress of the printed word. That's right, guys, Marie D. Jones, author of Peace Science and Super Volcanoes, stops by tonight to chew the fat with the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, and we'll be talking about quantum physics, metaphysics, and ghosts, and how that all ties in together, so stay tuned. It's going to be a crazy one.
And she's hot.
She's very hot. Did I mention she's hot?
She's very hot. Well, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast, and it starts right now.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Original Bad Boys of Paranormal, and your host for tonight's show, Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
Yes. Demon Hunter, I cannot believe that we made it back here in the studio once again. This week was the longest week of my life, and I know to all the blue-collar guys out there and gals, it's just one of those weeks, and I know, Nate, with you, you're up at the crack of dawn, and you do the show, and then you run out here, and you go to work so early. At least I get to sleep in, and I work at night, guys, while you're sleeping, you know. But hats off to the American working man, especially hats off to the American working man and woman, and I just want to say today, Demon Hunter, from the bottom of Nathan and myself, Sean, did I say that right? Nathan and I? From the bottom of Nathan and I's heart.
My. You would have said from the bottom of my heart, so it's from the bottom of Nathan and my heart.
From the bottom of Nathan and my heart, we'd like to send out a heartfelt...
Happy Father's Day.
Yes, Happy Father's Day to all the daddies out there, guys, in the paranormal community and around the world. I know that it's a hard job sometimes. I know that men and women both put up stuff, but women... You're going to have to deal with it. Today's Daddy's Day. And to the guys out there, hats off to you. I mean, we need more of you out there because like they say 100 times, any man can be a father. It takes a real man to be a dad. So, or is that the other thing? Is that the other way around? Nathan, you know, you fathered many kids.
Yeah, right. None that I know of. But it's any man can be a father.
Yes.
It takes a man to be a dad.
It takes a man to be a dad, and they truly are some great dads that listen to the show. I know them for a fact. Kenny B's in the chat room right now. I know he's a great dad. Kenny B, happy Father's Day, brother. We love you, and all the dads out there listening. But what a great day.
You know, we've got to sit down and talk down with Kenny when we go this week out to the 2008 American Ghost Hunters Conference. We've got to sit down and discuss what we're going to do as a contest for people to win copies of his book.
Well, you know, I couldn't get Troy on the show this month, probably because I didn't call him for some reason.
Well, when we figured out we wanted to get him on the show before the conference, we looked and realized that we were booked up till the conference.
Absolutely, absolutely. And me and Nate just got to tell you guys, if you're out there, if you listen to our show, I don't care if you're in Belgium. You need to come. You need to go to these Troy Taylor-sponsored events because you always have a good time, guys. And this year, Nate, there's going to be a live rock and roll band. Not only are they musicians, but they're ghost hunters.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm looking forward to it. It's probably going to be the one chance I get to get from behind the desk, you know?
You want to get it behind the desk?
Get from behind the desk.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, I'm glad you cleared that up. I was a little scared there for a second.
I'm sorry if I messed things up there. I'm actually watching the teleprompter right now at the same time I'm doing the show because a friend of mine, Robin De Jesus, is up for Best Featured Performer in a Musical.
Wow.
And right now, I think they are doing Best Featured Actresses in a Musical. I thought it was going to be his category. It's not his category, but he's up for a Tony Award tonight for his work in the Broadway show In the Heights. So wow. I'm very proud. When I first met him, he was still doing some community theater. He had done the movie Camp and then had gone and done the off-Broadway version of Rent.
Yes, right.
Bell for Robin. And now he's in the Broadway show, In the Heights, and I'm watching and hoping that Robin will win tonight. So.
Well, I tell you what, brother, a big G&D show hats off to your friend, because that's a huge honor. And the fact that we know someone that's in a musical, it just adds class to this show.
That's right. Class that we can't get on our own, we have to borrow from the people we know.
Yeah, so you guys out there keep winning. Why don't more of our listeners win Tonys? That's what I want to know. We'd already have book deals, man, if it was that, you know. I tell you. But, no, you know what? I don't know about you, but, you know, Kenny B. listens to the show, and we know he's a great author, and he is a published author, and he has his books out there, guys. And you never know, Demon Hunter. Kenny could be on this Halloween. He could have something coming up. You don't know. He could have his own show coming up. And, Kenny, if you do...
Kenny, if you do, remember the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, because we love you.
Right, because we love you. And we want to spend the night at your house and eat your food and drink your beer. But anyway, man, what a great week. And like I said, it seems like there's always something, though. You know, I remember my dad and my grandpa when I was growing up, they said it's always something, always some reason to spend money. If it's not a birthday, it's an anniversary. If it's not an anniversary, it's a wedding. And if it's not that, it's a kid being born or something like that. But it's always something. The older I get, it seems like every weekend there's a holiday.
Yeah.
Mother's Day, Father's Day, all that stuff. But, you know, I remember my dad growing up with him, and you know, Dad went through a lot, had a hard life. And, of course, you know, my father, I never got to meet Demon Hunter, and I don't want to meet. He left when I was very young, and my dad adopted me when I was 3 years old, and he took care of me and raised me. And Dad had a real hard life, and he pulled out of a lot of things. And sacrificed a lot for me, so a big I love you, Dad, to my father, and to all the dads out there, guys. Keep doing what you're doing, because that's what makes the world turn.
I know this isn't the crazy opening that so many people are used to us having at the beginning of a show, but a lot happened this week. It's Father's Day. Sean had a lot going on with his kids. Happy Father's Day, Sean. And I had a very hard week, because my grandmother died.
Yes, you did.
Millie Schoonover, you know, she was born in 1925, so you do the math. But,
God bless you.
She actually was not the birth grandmother to my family. My father's mother died when he was 16, and she remarried my grandfather. So she long before I was born. So she's the only grandmother I'd ever known, besides my mom's mom. So it was tough, but what are you going to do, right? She had a good life. She was a great lady. And, Grandma, I love you.
I think, actually, we should... what was her name, Demon Hunter?
Millie Schoonover.
Millie Schoonover. Millie Schoonover, this show is dedicated to you, ma'am.
Oh, now I got to be really good. I got to behave.
I think we should dedicate this show to her, Demon Hunter. And I love you, man. And I know you had a tough week. And a lot of our listeners, they don't... I mean, I think a lot of listeners out there, they understand. These guys know us inside and out. A lot of people are friends with us. They've seen us at conferences. But guys, you know, we all go through hard times, as well as me and Demon Hunter. And Demon Hunter's had a tough week. And I'm just glad to have you back here in the studio, little brother. And my heart goes out to you and your family.
I was glad to get back in time for the show, believe me. But I did, you know, all things, you know, kind of work out nice. I found a really nice shortcut to New Jersey. So hopefully I can make more trips to Jersey to see my family now. Because my mom is still down there, you know. My mother is still in New Jersey. And
you should probably get her out of there. You know, I'm just thinking.
I try. Well, you know what? The woman knows how to escape better than I ever did. I actually think she's in Myrtle Beach this week. You know, 76 years old. My mother still hops in the camper or whatever and drives all over the country.
And that's where it's at.
Yep.
That is where it's at. The older I get, the more I see when I'm on the road with you and all our good friends out there at these conferences and stuff, guys, that's where it's at. Those little moments. It's not Monday through Friday when you're going out here and you're sweating at work. It's those little minutes that we get to live our lives, guys. That's where it's at. And you got to savor every moment.
And, you know, it's funny, too, because now that I've talked about my grandma and my mom, it's really hard for me to announce the cigar of the week. Because they all hated that I smoked. But it's the, and let me make sure I say this right, the La Oria y Lyon.
Wow.
La
Oria
shelf. Y Lyon. And yes, I did get it at the Buttheads Tobacco Emporium in Danbury, Connecticut. I just picked it up today, actually, because they had a show for them this week. I wasn't able to make it to the show because I went to the funeral, but I went in and they gave me, well, I bought my cigar, of course. I buy my cigars. They don't give me my cigars for the show. But well, I'm going to have to put a link up on the website to Butthead's Tobacco Emporium because people have been asking me about it. So,
well, you know, Demon Hunter, you know, talking about all this stuff, let's get back to last week's show. You know, something was, we had our guest come on, a very knowledgeable person. He was part of the Taps family and the great guy. He's doing actually working on a book right now with the lady that's on tonight. And, you know, I said something about professionals in the paranormal. And I just wanted to clear it up real quick, brother, is that what I was getting at about you can be professional in the paranormal. Absolutely. I believe I'm a professional. When I go to someone's house to do an investigation, I believe my friends are professional. I believe a lot of people out there are professional. But what I was getting at, to be a professional at something, not to act professional, but to have it as your profession, you must have a profession. Ghost hunting would have to be a profession for you to be a professional at it. And that's all I was getting at. It was a misunderstanding, potato, potato. And I just wanted to clear that up for everybody. I could be wrong. That's one man's opinion. But I do agree, Demon Hunter, that we must act professional. We must have standards. We must have some kind of guidelines and how to do things. That's how we work today. You know, scientific method and such. And I met, I didn't mean to, you know, cause any arguments or anything like that. I just thought that paranormal investigating is, guys, as much as I hate to admit, it should be, but it's not a profession yet.
I'll agree with you with that. I was getting to the fact that people are professional ghost hunters in that they act professional.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I was thinking about it after you were done, and I was trying to think of professional ghost hunters. And, you know, John Zaffis.
Absolutely. Johnny C.
That's all he does now is the paranormal and stuff. But he also goes around and gives his lectures, and that's, you know, his profession now is he's a lecturer. That's his profession, and he is a well-respected demonologist. The Taps guys, they are ghost hunters, but they have a television show, so they are entertainers and ghost hunters. So you're right. There is not really a profession yet of ghost hunting, so that's why I'm going to start the School of Professional Ghost Hunting. And,
I'm signing up.
Once you get your degree, you will be a professional ghost hunter. And that should be about 25 years in the making, but I'm going to copyright it so nobody can steal it from me.
And if you will send your check for $60,000 right now, the first semester, $60,000, we will assure that you'll be well on your way to be a professional ghost hunter.
And you know, I think if I'm lucky, I can get the famous Dr. Dawn to be a professor at the Nathan Schoonover School of Professional Ghost Hunting.
Sure, from the independent film American Ghost Watchers.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely. I'd be excited. I'd sign up for that, I tell you. But, you know, I was just saying, Nate, I think as much as anybody that paranormal investigation should be a profession, I know as well as these guys that listen to our show, because you know what? We got a lot of people out there, Demon Hunter, listen to us, and these guys are professionals. I mean, they go out here, they act professional. They are, when I say professional, they're professional in everything they do. Whether it be changing tires, working at Quickie Lube, or computer programming, they're professional, and that bleeds over into the field of paranormal investigations, and they act professional, and they hold themselves in a professional manner. But I just cannot agree that there could be any professionals in the field of paranormal investigation yet, because it is not yet a profession, guys. That's all I'm saying. It should be, and when it happens, please call me, because I would love to sign up to be a professional in the field of paranormal investigation. But in order for it to be a profession, it has to be an art. You have to have a for sure way of doing
or a
something.
Or business or something, yes. I understand what you're saying there, Sean. And, you know, it's slightly related, but not completely. I recently, read a blog of John's, and he was having some trouble with somebody. And I took the time because, you know, it's been a few years since I worked with John's office. And I sent him an email to thank him for everything that I learned while I was working with him.
Oh yes, I can't even imagine working with John, Nate.
It was miraculous getting to work with John, and one of the most miraculous things was actually on a trip I went on with him, just him and I in a car for 7 hours.
All of course, we're talking about John Zaffis, guys.
John Zaffis, all the things I got to discuss with him. You know, that was one of the greatest things. But one of the neatest things, and I put this in the email that I learned, really didn't hit me till a couple years after I got done working with him, and that was working in this field, the need to remember that there's absolutely nothing special about what you're doing.
No.
Because that's the problem with people getting on kind of like that high horse, and that's where the battles start and stuff like that. We might be specialists in a field, but that doesn't make us special. And I think that's one of the problems with the growth in this field is that people, you know, say, oh, you know, you get this sometimes with the scientific end of it. This is my specialty. And if you don't believe as I do, you're wrong. And, you know, people start to feel that way about it. And if they're proven wrong or they're argued with, they're hurt. The same thing with people who work on the medium side. A lot of them do it because having a gift makes them feel special. And it took working with John and then later working with the Orthodox Church where for me to learn that, you know, when you have a gift or you're put on a path, that path is kind of like your obligation now to fulfill. And having that path or having that gift does not make you special. It makes you a servant to the people you are trying to help.
Absolutely.
And and I sent him a letter thanking him for everything he taught me and telling him that was the lesson that I walked away with, and it has helped me a lot in this field. Tough coming from a guy who hosts a talk show every week to say I'm not special for it.
Absolutely. But you know what? That's what keeps you humble, brother. And I think being humble is what's going to take the paranormal community to the next level. By being humble, by holding your tongue, by staying back and saying, you know what, guys, this certain way I've done this EVP or the ways I've done this, I've received certain, you know, responses from the dead. I believe what is the dead, one man's opinion, by doing things this way. But I'm open to suggestions, folks. I am not a professional. I act professional. I try my best. I am open to everybody's input. And that, my friend, is where I think we run into a lot of problems, because we get stuck in a certain way of doing things, and then someone else comes up and says, you know what, I did it this way. And you go, well, you know, I don't know if I agree with that. Well, how can you say that? How can you? It's called paranormal, folks. And let's go ahead and break out the definition of paranormal, Demon Hunter, because I've got it wrong before. Go ahead and give it to everybody there.
The definition of what?
Paranormal. Remember, I said it was beyond normal.
It's actually above the normal. That's
above.
I'm sorry. I've actually seen the teletype, and they're nominating people right now. So I was just checking to see if my friend, his nomination just came up. But I was looking at the fact that you said beyond the normal. It's actually above the normal, because if you look at para, meaning above, like paratrooper, a trooper from above, anything that is above the normal. Oh, and I'd like to say that that my friend Robin De Jesus, they just announced the winner. He was not the winner of tonight's Tony Award for best featured performer in a musical. Oh. But you know what? He was nominated, which is more than you or I will ever be, Sean. So what are you gonna
do? Absolutely. And I think that's another thing, man. A lot of times we do a lot of great things in the paranormal field and acting careers or our personal life with our job and everything, and we take it for granted because once you get something, you always want more. And I think once we find the key, I'm being philosophical tonight for some reason, Demon Hunter.
I have no idea why, but go on.
It might be because Father's Day. It might be because the passing of your dear grandmother that you love so dear that I'm sorry to say she passed away.
Hey, Sean, we have somebody raising their hand in the chat room.
Yeah, let's take them. Let's take them.
Okay, let's see. They're from New Jersey. And hello, 973.
Hello. What's up, Jersey?
973, you raised your hand, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Well, it's not Jersey.
It's not Jersey?
Come on, guys.
Oh, it's Kenny B.
It's Kenny B. I'm sorry, I saw 973 there. I thought it was New Jersey. They must route your call through Jersey then or something.
Wow. Yeah.
What's hey, up, Kenny, guys? Happy Father's Day, brother.
Hey, happy Father's Day to you, too, brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Man. I can barely hear you.
Oh, let me see what I can do about that. Sorry there.
I can hear you fine, Nathan. It's showing it's going in and out. I guess
you can't hear me, huh?
He's all excited to hear from me.
I am. I'm tweaking my nips right now. Can I say that on the air?
No, but okay.
Scratch that.
So what's up, Kenny?
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you. Well, Sean has the Happy Father's Day part of this. I'm not a dad that I know of, like I said.
I did actually. I took the kids today. I took the kids out today. We played some putt-putt. Devin, my oldest, he cheated me again on the putt-putt course. But it's part of being a dad, right? You got to overlook some things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, Kenny, we got next weekend coming up, bro. You're going to be there. We're going to be in beautiful Decatur, Illinois at the Haunted Lincoln Theater, huh? What do you think about that?
Oh, dude, I am so excited. I can't wait. Yeah. We're actually heading out Wednesday. We're flying out there to, I think we're coming in St. Louis, Missouri, and then we're driving down to Metropolis because I'm a big Superman fan.
Yes.
Then we're going to drive up Thursday to Decatur and see you guys. When are you guys getting in?
As soon as Nathan flies into Indianapolis, beautiful Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm going to pick him up, and we're going to head straight down to Decatur. And I don't know what we're doing after that point. Checking into the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, and I guess we'll have to go set up. And
yeah, I imagine, so actually, I'm either going to have to try and get
the bar.
I'm going to have to get either the earliest flight out there, or I'm going to have to leave the night before. Sean and I haven't figured it out yet to get there early enough to set up because it starts in the middle of the day this time. So.
Right. It should be
well, you know they got bands and everything this year, Kenny. Did you hear that?
All I heard was that there was a bar involved, and I was all excited about that.
There will be a bar. You know there's always a bar involved when you're there or any of us, but you know that... The Decatur Conference Center, where you know we always stay, they always have a real nice little pub there, and everybody meets there, guys. If you're listening to the show and you want to hang out, go to the hotel bar, Decatur's Conference Center, and me and Nate will be there, and Ghostly Talk will be there, I'm sure. Oh, and yeah. Who knows who else you'll see. A lot of the big names will be there, too, I'm sure.
Andy and Tanya will be there.
Andy and Tanya from Expero Productions. Those are big, big cats, guys. They're going to premiere the new movie, American Ghostwatchers 2, in September.
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed about that, but okay.
Isn't that right, Kenny? It's going to be in September, right?
Yeah, September. Mid-South.
Mid-South.
I'll be out there, too.
And Kenny's a star of this
upcoming review.
That's right. You're going to be up there. You're going to be doing your thing on the big screen, and people can go watch Kenny, and you can actually go have a beer with Kenny next Saturday night, guys, down in Decatur. I mean, come on by the table and hang out with us and have some fun. But I tell you, I'm real excited, guys. They got, you know, you got Rosie. You got Rosemary Langali going to show up. You got Patrick Burns from Court TV's, was it Haunting Evidence?
You're asking me? You know I don't watch TV, but...
I think it's Patrick Burns from Haunting Evidence off of Court TV. He's going to be there, and then you're going to have Spectrum Men, the real live ghost hunters that started a punk rock band. They're going to be there. They're going to be doing a set for everybody, and it's just going to be... all I know is the beer will be on ice.
And we should mention Ghostly Talk will be there.
Yes, Ghostly Talk. Well, who's Ghostly Talk?
They're that that little show before ours.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, Ghostly Talk will be there. But I heard today the Ghost Divas are going to be there, Demon Hunter. What do you think about that, Kitty?
Ghost Divas, Ken Berg, Len Adams, Luke Naborski, Dale, and you know how to say this better than me, Kazmarek.
Dale Kazmarek, yeah.
Keith Age, everybody. Everybody going to be there. The original...
He's going to shoot me... He's going to shoot me if he's 45.
He's going to shoot me at 45. That's still the quote of the year. But, yeah, looking forward to it. So, Kenny, we're going to actually have to go to a break in a minute, so we're going to have
I got to give a shout-out, though, first, Demon Hunter, because you gave your cigar shout-out, so I'm going to give a shout-out. Are you ready, Kitty B? Are you ready for this?
Oh, go ahead, man.
Okay, shout-out to the beer of the week, the paranormal beer of the week, if you will, is Tecate, T-E-C-A-T-E, and that's Cerveza, La Cerveza, everybody. The good people in Mexico brewed this, guys, and that's from Montezuma, Monterrey, Mexico. So thank you for Tecate. It's a very good beer, and it goes down very smooth. Of course, we do not condone drinking before any big investigations or paranormal outings. Thank you.
But after that?
But afterwards.
But after you're done, if you want to review your stuff. You
after
know,
after you're the investigation, afterwards. If you want to buy us a beer, hey, we're all for it. So.
We all head to the Ghostly Talk room, and we all drink there.
That's right.
Well, you know, we got the Ghostman Demon Hunter show rooms now.
Oh, Kenny well, P. I'll be there, too.
There could be a disco ball. There could be some nudity. You never know.
Now, mind you, the Ghostman room will probably have the beer, and the Demon Hunter room will probably have the cigars. So
yeah, but the door will be open, guys. So it'll be a red cooler with a white top, and the beer will be cold. So come on in and get you one.
Well, Sean, we got to take a break because we have to go to our promos and then come back with Gigi with this week's Inside the Horror.
Oh, shucks. Hey, Kenny B., I can't wait to see you next Saturday, brother. And once again, happy Father's Day, man. You're a great daddy.
You too, brother. And, you know, you guys take it easy. I'll see you in a couple days.
Hey, real quick, give a shout-out. Tell us where we can find your books that you got out right now, man.
Oh, you can find them on my website, www.parainvestigator.org.
Absolutely.
Check them out. You know, see what you like. So far, everyone likes them. So
I love them.
I'm happy.
I read through.
I know you love them.
I read through one last week. It was very, very informative. And it did give me some answers to some questions I always wondered about.
Good.
I've got to say, his books is the only books that I've read where there's no BS, guys. He tells you about ghosts. He tells you about life. He tells you what's going on. And he tells you flat out, hey, if you got a picture that looks like this, it's probably dust. So there's no playing around. So keep it up, Kenny. We love you, man.
And brother.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Kenny.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And with that, Sean, we didn't get to our weird location of the week. We didn't get to our news of the week. So, and did you give the shout-outs to the people in the chat room?
Well, we can do that right now, little brother. We got Ghost Chaser, the big man. We got Kenny B, a pirate, of course. We got Spanky McBoobles or McBubbles. We got Marcy Henry from New Jersey. What's cracking out that way? And Christy, what's going on, Christy? Everybody, thanks for joining us on another great episode of the Ghostman Demon Hunter Show.
Oh, yeah. And with that, Sean, we got to take a break.
Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll have our very own
Gigi with Gigi. Inside the Horror.
That's right, guys. Stick around. Going to get crazy tonight.
If credit card debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. Trinity's counselors will explain the entire program with no pressure. Call Trinity today at 800-595-0052. 800-595-0052. Get a fresh start. For free information, call 800-595-0052.
The American Ghost Society's 12th Annual Haunted American Conference will be held June 20th and 21st in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor at the Haunt at Lincoln Theater.
Speakers include Patrick Burns, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and Keith Age.
Also, Linda Adams, Luke Nalbarski, Dale Kazmarek, Stephen LeChance, and psychic Ken Bird.
Don't miss this two-day event with special investigations and tours sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
To register, guys, go to www.prairieghost.com/conference.html or just call 1-888-446-7859.
Broadcasting live from this event will be the Ghostly Talk Radio crew and Nathan S. and Sean B. from the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
Witness a special live performance on the Lincoln stage from Spectrum Men, the Atlanta horror punk band made up of real-life ghost hunters.
Admission remains the same as 1997, $50 per person.
It's the 12th Annual Haunted America Conference in Decatur, Illinois with Troy Taylor. Register now.
Okay, well, if anyone else wants to call in and talk on the G&D show, all they have to do is dial 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, enter 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
This is Troy Taylor of the American Ghost Society, and I love listening to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa.
I tell you what, though, little brother. We are in studio tonight, guys, but next week, once again, we'll be on the road. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show hits the road again. We'll be at the 2008 Haunted American Conference, and Troy Taylor puts that on, guys, and that's who was just on our promo there, guys. He puts on one heck of a show. You don't want to miss.
That's right. You don't want to miss it because we'll be there, and we want everybody there to see us either in our prime or in our folly, you know. So
I'm even going to wash for this one.
And you know, Sean, while we're there.
Yeah.
We can always answer that most important question.
Yeah.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Yo! Twin City! Yo! Boys 5-9. Y'all wanna make a movie?
You all wanna make a movie?
What's up, guys?
What's going on, DG?
I miss hearing your voices. Oh, I can't go that long without hearing you guys speak.
I know, it's hard. I wake up in the night crying sometimes in a pool of sweat. Or was that sweat? I'm not sure, but I wake up in a pool of something.
And that's why Sean is going to have a separate room from me at the American Ghost Conference.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is what we usually wake up to at conferences, puddles of things and good stuff. All that sorts of joy when you hang out with Shawnee.
Yes, all kinds of nice stuff. What's going on, man? What's happening? What's happening? We just had a hurricane blow through Indiana, apparently. What was you talking about, the end of times? Well, I think so, because it was beautiful, sunny. I took the boys back home tonight, and it was beautiful. And then all of a sudden, we got hit with a 6.20 hurricane.
6.20 hurricane?
Yes.
Yes.
It was a big one.
I think it might be the end of times, because, man, I told you, didn't I tell you guys, like, last week we had hurricanes, I'm copying off you now, we had tornadoes touching down everywhere. I was like, what's going on? It's crazy.
You know, here in the Northeast, we had a beautiful day of about 75 degrees and no rain today, so.
I feel sorry for you.
Oh, well.
Terrible, because it was like 152 here today. Muggy, overcast.
My skin actually melted off. It was that hot.
Yeah, yeah. And my kids want to go putt-putt. Actually, we were going to go roller skating, Gigi. I took the kids down here to Franklin, Indiana, at America's favorite roller skating rink. It's a big, huge complex. I wanted to get on the planks, right? I wanted to do a little rolling today. And they were closed.
Well, Were they closed because it was Sunday or because it's Father's Day?
I don't know. I mean, doesn't Dad like to get out there and roll around a little bit?
Well, maybe.
By the way, Shawnee, happy Father's Day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am a daddy. I would like to say to my two kids, I love you guys so much, Devin and Drake, and any other kids I might not know about out there. Thank you so much.
Well, I'll let you know in a few months. I don't know.
As soon as they find my address, we'll be reunited.
Is that why you keep your address so secret? I see.
Yes, yes. Keep those child
support. That would be like the Oprah version of Ghost Man Demon Hunter, you know, relocating Sean's children across the country.
I would be doing the Ghost Man Demon Hunter show from a cardboard box, guys, with child support. So, what's going on with the movies, Gigi? I want to hear all about it, man.
Oh, my God. It's been insane. Friday the 13th, man. So many good things opened up. I was reeling. It was awesome. That's all I could say is it was just awesome. But The Happening came out with Marky Mark. And I know the Funky Bunch wasn't in it. I was disappointed. But, you know, whatever. And then The Incredible Hulk came out. Come on, I don't get any shouts for that. Come on, it's a Marvel movie, guys. The Incredible Hulk. Hell yeah.
I didn't go see a movie this week, Gigi, but I want to get out to see The Incredible Hulk. I want to get out to see The Happening. And unfortunately, I have to take Chrissy P to see Kung Fu Panda. So
it's not a bad thing.
Jack Black works.
It's Jack Black, so I can deal.
You know, there's a porno out there that stars a guy named Jack, but...
I wouldn't know, Sean. I wouldn't know.
See, watch, I have a massive over... porn movie collection. Sean has a massive porn collection. I've noticed this.
Right.
Do you have Under the Rainbow? Because I want to borrow that.
You know what? Somebody checked that out and they never brought it back.
Oh, God. The late fees on that. I don't know. No... Well, Nate, how many movies are you up to this year? Because you're blowing my mind.
I believe so far this year, I went to see The Others. Or no, not The Others. The Orphanage.
You know, that was so weird. We just had a paranormal moment because in my head flashed The Others, and then you said The Others.
You sent that signal to me, and it threw me off.
So, I was like, he's going to say The Others.
I never went to see The Others in the movie theater because when I watched the commercial... I figured it out from the commercial, so I never went to see it. So, but, let's see. I went to see The Orphanage. What else did I go see this year? I went to see Indiana Jones.
I was going to say, you saw Indy.
And I went to see something else, but I don't remember what. How bad
is
that?
See, guys, this is monumental. 3 movies this year.
That's right.
Crocodile done me.
Hold on, Gigi. Hold on. This has to be done.
Father's Day.
The comments of Sean Burr do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
But anyway.
I was going to ask you, was Paul Hogan in Crocodile Done Me? Was he in that one? Because I
don't know. It was some cat with a crocodile skin hat on, but I don't know if it was Paul Hogan.
Oh, my God. No. I know you said you wanted to go see The Incredible Hulk. Next, oh, my God. Okay, ready? And the review begins in 5, 4, 3, 2. See, that was enough time to give Shawnee that spare room to do that.
That's right.
Thank you.
See, I should do that. I should do a countdown every time I'm about to start going off into this movie spiel. Give you a countdown so you could get everything in. Where's the horn, by the way? Did I miss the horn?
No, like, I don't. I can't find the horn anywhere. But let me tell you guys something.
What happened to it? Did you lose it somewhere?
I spent $32 on a fart machine from Spencer Gifts, and I am going to use it until we go out of business. I don't care what you guys say.
And with that, this is the Ghostman and Demon Hunter going out of business sale, ladies and gentlemen. We get a fart machine at the low, low price of $30.
That's right.
So you were telling me about The Incredible Hulk, Gigi.
I don't know. I'm going to have to pause on this and just take in everything that Sean has said.
Pauses don't work well in radio.
Yeah, I'm kind of like in a puzzlement. I don't know. I'm like, okay.
Hey, and somebody shut that dog up.
I hear dogs barking in the background. Apparently Obama was elected president. I don't know.
I think so. Like you named your dog Obama?
No, I did not name my dog.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, Nate and I were talking about this earlier. Is it okay if I talk about this, Nate?
You may talk about it, TJ.
Okay. I want to get the go-ahead before I start going off on something. But, Nate and I were talking about this earlier. How did you notice that everybody, there's this huge debate going on right now, like, is Obama the Antichrist? Did you know that?
No.
I heard
the
yes.
The dog apparently does.
Oh, my God. No, this is like this huge debate if he's the Antichrist or not. Everyone's like, oh, my God, if he gets assassinated. And, you know, I've heard that comment more than once where, like, if he gets assassinated and comes back to life, we know for sure. And, oh, my God, and all this. And he's from here. And strategically, and the hairline of his you know, above his head, oh, my God, it signals the end of time. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, you know, I don't know if Obama is the Antichrist. I don't know anything about where he's from or the hair. Well, I know these things, but I don't know how they match up. I actually do have those things written down so I can go check, but...
You know, I've been told I'm the Antichrist, and I just hope that when my time comes, I can play the role and
hey,
serve the good people.
Hey, what ex-girlfriend tell you does not matter, okay? We don't bring this up on air. No, I'm kidding.
But but what I have noticed is the kind of Obama religion growing out there.
Yes.
They've actually got... I saw a clip weeks ago of Obama speaking, and every time he would take a pause, the crowd was standing out there and they'd start chanting, Obama, Obama. And I was
hey,
just
when,
like, what the heck
the
is going
show,
on?
When did the G&D show turn into CNN? That's what I
want. Wait, what is this song? It sounds like Oklahoma.
I know, but they started chanting his name in like a rhythmic form every time he took a pause, and I was like, oh my, it's the Obamites.
Sure Broadway plays and all that.
Okay,
you know,
I think that's far scarier than anything that you just told me. Like, I'm actually like shivering in terror. That's horrible.
Nate's into musicals.
The Obamites are out there, and what can you do? It's
You know, I think I'm having a stroke right now, guys. It might be from the Takati. I don't know, but I'm being.
Well, then maybe we'll get 15 minutes of silence while Gigi does the movie of the week.
Let's go. Okay, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to rip right into this one because, oh, my God. Okay, Nate, I'm going to say it one more time. You need to see this movie. Wow. This was just great. This one stars Ed Norton, Liv Tyler, Tim Roth, William Hurt, you know, all those good guys. I was kind of like on the line because, you know, I wasn't sure how Liv Tyler and Ed Norton were going to pull it off. And I was like absolutely covering my head because of the whole disaster with Eric Bana and Jennifer Connelly. But, you know, whatever. I was like, okay, I got to see this. I got to see this. Oh, my God. This kicks that, the Ang Lee version. It kicks its buttocks. That's all I've got to say is it kicks its buttocks. The visual effects were fantastic. And, I mean, I actually wasn't cursing CGI. You know how I get, guys, on this whole CGI thing. But I have to say props to the visual effects department and the art department. And, I mean, those are the two things I will shred if they're not up to par, is the visual effects and the art. And, I mean, wow. it was awesome. Like, I didn't curse the screen. I was so proud of myself. I was like, wow, this is great. But the gist is, I mean, you really don't have to go into a storyline for the Incredible Hulk because who doesn't know the Incredible Hulk? Basically, you know, gamma radiation, boom, he's the Hulk when he gets angry, you know. I mean, in some form or another, everybody knows the story of the Hulk. There's different versions of the story, there's different versions of his origin, but you basically get the gist. So, pretty much, you know, Ed Norton's running through, you know, the world trying to get away from the U.S. government. Shock. But trying to get away from the U.S. government because they want to turn him into a test subject and create the ultimate soldier out of his whole DNA structure. And, you know, it's whole back and forth. I mean, basically, that's the whole movie. You know, it just really doesn't matter because you get it. It's easy. It's simple. You follow it. There's not too many complex plot twists. Whatever. You know, it's a Marvel movie.
Now, listen, Gigi, I know you only got a little bit of time, but I got to throw this in, okay? Because I've been watching the Hulk since we were kids growing up, okay? When this cat flips out, he hawks out or whatever, he turns green and everything, yeah?
Yeah.
How comes his little bitty pants still fit? I mean, doesn't all his parts get big and turn into, like, raging...
No, he still has a 32 waist.
Oh, I was just wondering. Apparently, when you turn into a monster, you keep a 32 waist, which is what I'm trying to get back to, everybody. So, you know.
No, what's funny is in this movie, there's a lot of, like, you know, humor. There's a lot of little bits here and there that kind of take jabs at certain things. But, I mean, there's actually a part in there where Ed Norton's shopping for clothes, and he can only buy pants that stretch. And I was cracking up. I'm like, that's awesome. But I mean, this is great. I absolutely loved the opening credits because there's a viewpoint from the Hulk. There's an actual whole viewpoint thing. It was surreal, and it definitely was not. Where'd that come from?
What?
That wasn't the machine, that was just Sean.
I'm sure. But it was awesome. And I mean, the Marvel movies just keep getting better and better. I mean, I was surprised that Iron Man rocked, because everyone was kind of like, Iron Man, I don't know, Robert Downey Jr., I don't know. Man, Iron Man was awesome, and it's like Marvel just keeps getting better and better. I don't know if this one's better than Iron Man. I'd say personally, no, it's not. But, wow, this is great. And for the true fans of the Hulk, what's cool about it is that the origins and story of this particular movie are combinations from the comics and TV, and yeah, they even threw in a little, you know, nod here or there to that crappy Ang Lee film. But you know how complex Marvel is with their stories. They're not just about an original or two. No, they have alternate universes, and I mean, there's so many Marvel storylines, and they actually gave, you know, a little credit to everything. It was great. And I mean, okay, all right, I'll back off about the Ang Lee version. I mean, Connolly and Eric Bana were not bad. They just weren't as disastrous as the 7,000-foot-tall Hulk. And what was that suicidally sappy storyline that they had going on? So, okay, that's my last jab at it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, they did give a nod to the television series in the Ang Lee version because Bruce Banner's father was David Banner.
Hey, Demon Hunter, I just wanted to chime in real quick. A lot of our listeners are saying they can't hear us at the present time. But, you know, that's happened from time to time. So I just wanted to give you that, put that out there real quick.
I appreciate that. I will take care of that. In fact, if you and Gigi keep talking about the movie, if I can trust you to stay on the movie topic, I will take care of the internet problem.
So little brother, you let me run wild with this because Gigi never did answer my question. How comes those little tight pants stay on the Hulk?
I don't know. It's Marvel. I don't know. This is a question for Stan Lee himself. But speaking of Stan Lee, this nice segue, Sean, because that goes right into what I was going to talk about next. There are so many cool freaking cameos in this movie. There's a cameo by Stan Lee, which is freaking hysterical. I love that man. I don't care. He's like the Hugh Hefner of the comic world. I love him. Mr. Lou Ferrigno was in it. His cameo was also equally hysterical. He was actually, I'm not going to spoil it, but he was bribed by pizza. It was awesome. I laughed. It was good times. But the coolest cameo was Robert Downey Jr. comes in, and he comes in as Tony Stark, Mr. Iron Man. And all I got to say, guys, wink, wink, it has something to do with the Avenger Initiative. So I don't know, guys, it's pretty cool because you're just going to see all this stuff coming together, all these Marvel movies tying together, man. I'm excited. I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God. But a beautiful thing about this movie was the acting is great because there was little of it. Liv Tyler was MIA for a good chunk of the film, and the other actors were, like, properly rotated and weaved amongst the story, the scenery, and each other. So, I mean, bad acting was never noticeable. Not even a thought in your mind. That's all I'm going to say. You just pretty much thought, wow, this is good.
Gigi?
Yeah?
What is the giant orange Hulk that we keep seeing in the commercials?
It's Tang. Tang.
Tang?
Tang's, yeah,
orange.
Tang.
I'm like, I'm thrown off by the color. I'm like,
ooh. Well, whatever the other beast is.
Oh, the Abomination.
Okay.
I was like, orange? I was like, did I miss something in the movie?
Maybe I've got bad color on my screen. What is it?
Oh, well, I'm getting right there because this was just a great movie. But the Abomination that you're talking about, that's Tim Roth. He comes in as the Abomination, which, I mean, was freaking awesome. That whole storyline is pretty much he's sort of a KGB member that gets a hold of the Gamma stuff that turned Bruce into the Hulk, and he wants more of it. He wants the power, and you know, he's polluted by it. Well, he's already got junk flowing through his system from the government, so whatever the Gamma did to Hulk, it actually went wrong in him and turned him into the Abomination. Which, man, if you really look at it, because the visual effects are great in this film. I'm actually not complaining about CGI. If you actually look at the Abomination, he is kind of nasty looking. You're like, ew. You know, like you wouldn't want to sit next to him. You're just like, eh. But, I mean, really cool looking. And that whole end sequence, I mean, I'm not ruining anything by telling you guys this, because you obviously
know. Yes, you are. You are.
You obviously know this is coming. There has to be a fight somewhere in The Incredible Hulk. But the whole end sequence being Abomination versus Hulk is actually compelling, guys. I mean, half the time you see a versus film, you're disappointed and you're like gouged into humiliation for your heroes. But this battle is gripping and still engaging. I mean, I noticed that I made it through the entire fight sequence without an eye roll or some sort of sunken feeling of disdain. That's all I get to say is good times on that, guys. I don't go through too many versus fights, you know, non-cursing or non, you know, about to jump out of my chair and, like, do an Errol Flynn on the screen. So it's good times when I sit in my chair and I'm actually entertained. But with the whole Stark thing, another cool thing is at the beginning of this movie, you see General Ross buying weapons from Stark Industries, which just goes to show you guys how the Marvel Universe ties itself together. So we're looking at, like, another Iron Man film. We're looking at the Nick Fury film. I mean, they're just going nuts, whereas before you'd get, like, an X-Men movie. Or you'd get like, okay, here, we're going to throw this movie out here. And then you wouldn't get anything. There was no tying, and you're like, okay. Oh, my God, all these Marvel movies that are coming out, they're all tying together. It's kind of exciting to watch because you're like, wow, you know something huge is coming.
I got an idea. How about a paranormal podcaster guy that gets so outraged with his co-host that one day he just turns into like this huge hawk guy and he starts killing people? What do you think? I think it's a good idea.
No, I never killed anybody, Sean, but you're close to my life story.
You know what's great is I want to do a cameo in it and, like, just snap people with the towel because apparently that's expected. I don't know.
Well, GG, hey, how many...
Have you guys ever seen a capo that you... or a capo that you put on a guitar or a capo? Do you realize those fit on your nipples, too? I mean, I can't say nipples. I'm sorry. They fit on your chest area.
No, Sean, we did not realize that, but...
Can I give you 10 points for coming from left field on that one? That was awesome.
Thank you.
And Sean is off his Ritalin. So, Gigi, how many stretchy pants did this film get tonight?
Guys, I'm giving this a 7 out of 10. This is the Hulk film that we wanted to see years ago. It's action, it's suspense, it's actually entertaining, the visual effects are great. You don't feel like you're being gouged and your money's being stolen from you. Everybody needs to go see this. And if you haven't seen Iron Man, you need to see that too. These are two films that you definitely have to check out this summer. So,
all I can say, Demon Hunter, is I think I could take Ed Norton in a straight up street fight. I think I could take him if I hadn't been drinking or anything like that. I think straight up, dude, I could take the Hulk. That's what I'm saying.
Sure, so. Sean. Sure, and
I think before he.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince could take Mike Tyson, okay? So, very good. Well, Gigi, I know you have to go prepare for the Gore Girl Variety Hour, which is after the show, after the G&D show on Blog Talk. And yes. We have to go to break so that we can come back with our guest for this evening, Maria D. Jones.
Great, guys. Yeah, on my show I'm going to review The Happening. So we'll see what's happening. What's the happening?
All righty then. Oh, but before we go, Gigi, I have to call say the international listeners for the week.
Yeah, oh my God, we forgot about that.
We forgot about that. And it's pretty cool because we are growing in Australia.
Yay!
Good day, mate.
Good day.
You know why? Right now. You know why, Nate? You know why?
The Aborigines.
No, the zombie sheep.
The zombie sheep, that's right. the zombie sheep. Now we just got to take over New Zealand, and we're good. But honestly,
well, the zombie sheep are from New Zealand, but I just kind of combine them. So
if we could just get a listener, just one listener, in Greenland and Antarctica. I know there's a few people down there in Antarctica, or they could like deliver it on an iPod to the penguins, whatever. If we could just get a listener at each of those places, we would be worldwide. Every continent we would have covered.
So that was your universal shout-out tonight? All we got is listeners in Australia? That was it?
No, they are in Perth, Australia.
Okay.
They are in Banden, Germany.
Okay.
They are in Berlin, Germany.
Ooh.
Okay.
They are in Epsom, UK.
Right.
And they are in York, UK.
Okay.
So those are our international listeners for the week. You know, and we've been having a list of international listeners each week. I'd really like some of them to come and join the forums and tell us, like, where they're from and why they listen and, really, why do you listen? Honestly, look at us. Why do you listen?
We need to know. And also, the guys have heard me talk about my ex-wife. The family is German, but I still love Germany. So, hey, guys, we love Germany.
Yeah. All right, Gigi, we got to go, and we'll talk to you soon.
Great. Should I end the segment by going, Obama?
No. Yeah. No, you should not.
Or is it Oklahoma?
You know what? If the men in black show up at my house tonight, I'm coming for you, Gigi.
Oklahoma, where the wind... Oh, never mind.
Well, guys, I will see you next week in beautiful Decatur.
Sounds great, Gigi. We will see you there.
All right. Night, guys.
Night, Gigi.
All right, GG.
And Sean, we got to take a break. And while we're on break, we are going to hear from our buddies at Soul Dog with their song Cast Away, or Cast Aside.
I love those guys.
And folks who want to check out more from them can check them out at Soul Dog, that's SOLDog.com, or GuitarViking.com.
Right, and I just got to say, little brother, we had Marie D. Jones on about a year ago, guys. Get those phones ready. We want you to call in tonight because she has a lot of answers to a lot of questions, man. She's going to be talking about quantum physics, metaphysics, ghost hunting, and how all that stuff ties in. And, of course, I want to say this once again because I worked so hard on it. She is the temptress to the printed word. Marie D. Jones up next, guys. Stick around.
This is Doug.
And this is Scott L. from
Ghostly Talk. Reminding you to tune into Ghostly Talk on Sundays from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Heck yeah, Doug. Visit Ghostly Talk at www.ghostlytalk.com, one of the world's premier paranormal talk shows.
Totally, Scott. Download hundreds of free show archives, read the world's latest paranormal news, and be sure to visit our forums.
Pimping the grassroots paranormal community since 2002.
Dead air never sounded so good on Ghostly Talk.
That you believe.
Hey, this is Nathan S. of the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show. When we needed a logo that would tell people what we were all about but was different from anything else out there, we went right to Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com. We love the artwork that owner and illustrator Jonathan Sullivan came up with so much, we ordered our t-shirts and banners from Loki Graphics right away. They provided us with high-quality graphic art, screen printing, and helped us pick out the best value for our t-shirts and other products that fit our budget. LokiGraphicsInc.com is the official graphic designer and screen printer for the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. Phone, email, and postal orders are all accepted, with contact information available on their website. Shipping is available for any order, or if you're local, you can stop by the shop and pick up your finished product. Check out Loki Graphics at LokiGraphicsInc.com and tell them the Ghostman and Demon Hunter sent you.
I let him reach out, touch a ghost with my hand, and lock him into place until I choose to let him go.
Join us on a real-life ghost hunt with Dr. Gary Hawkins and his team of investigators.
That's freaky.
It came from behind you. How the heck did it come from behind you?
To make that kind of shadow, there is no... The only light is from that way.
That was amazing. There was no light. The camera's facing the same direction it is now. It couldn't have been. I mean, there could have been no shadow passed behind. Unless it wasn't something that normally creates a shadow.
Well, you know what? I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I can't explain it. That was weird.
That's the spirits of the Rockcliff Mansion. Seeing is believing.
Buy online. shop.ezproductions.net.
Experience the charm and mystery of the Deep South through ghost stories by attending the highly respected Roswell Ghost Tour. Your experienced guide will lead you on this two-hour outdoor walking tour through the historic district of Roswell. One of the highlights of the tour is a visit to Founders Cemetery, the burial site of Roswell King, where bodies are buried beneath modern streets and houses. Grand Greek Revival mansions and humble mill workers' apartments are some of the haunted sites you'll see on this mile of easy walking. Check RoswellGhostTour.com for the current schedule. Tours run most Friday and Saturday nights year-round, and private tours may be arranged. Reservations are required. Call 770-649-9922. That's 770-649-9922 for more information. Happy haunting from Roswell Ghost Tours.
It's Keith Ainge with the Louisville Ghost Hunters. You're listening to Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, the coolest show on radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Ghost Man Demon Hunter Show. Tonight's guest, we got paranormal expert and professional Sean Burris in the house. Sean Burris, how are you doing tonight? Well, I'm okay, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight? Glad to be on the Ghost Man Demon Hunter Show. I want everybody to call in because I am the answer man to the paranormal community, and anything you guys want to know, I got the answer to. Well, apparitions and orbs and everything. What?
That's just great, Sean. That's incredible that are the answer man. I have a question for you. Maybe you can answer it.
Yes.
Where's our guest?
Yeah, you know, the funniest thing, Demon Hunter, she's a very busy woman, although we do talk on a regular basis. She's a very cool chick. She's a mother, too, so she's probably running around doing something. I'm sure she's busy. I'm sure we can get a hold of her, Demon Hunter. So if you want to keep trying, should we try to call her cell phone, possibly?
Well, if you have her cell phone number, you could send that to me via our computer system.
Well, the intelligent thing to say here was my cell phone is in the vehicle, which is downstairs in the parking garage, and I don't have it with me right now. So, if you want to do another break, I could go down and try to get that. I know she didn't want to do the show from there, but in case you want to keep trying, I could always go to stories, too, because I got some hot ones.
Well, the thing is, Sean, that when we call someone on the phone, it rings. So yes. You're going to be doing your stories with the phone ringing in the background because I can't mute you and the phone, or mute the phone without muting you.
Well, you know, I do my stories half the time with you talking, so it doesn't matter.
Well, really. That's to keep people interested because of your stories are so boring, Sean.
You know, I just wanted to say I switched beverages tonight, guys, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to Sam Adams. I'm drinking the Summer Ale.
No, wait a minute. You're allowed to have one shout-out.
Was that it?
And, you know, you got to save a beverage there, Sean, for the next show. You can't be doing this all, like, jumping in and changing the beverage on me.
I changed it up. You know what? If we can't get Marie on the phone, Maria, which is crazy because she's smoking hot and she's awesome, but if we can't get her on the phone, we could go into the age-old discussion and have our listeners call in, if they'd ever pick up a phone, and call in and chime in on this little conversation that me and the Nathan, the Demon Hunter, started when we started the show about the use of Ouija boards. And what do you think, Demon Hunter?
I think I'll try Diana Wynne-Jones again. Or Diana Wynne-Jones. Marie T. Jones. Diana Wynne-Jones is my favorite childhood author, okay?
And, Marie D. Jones. Okay,
and I've been making that mistake ever since I first met Marie. I've been calling her Diana Wynne-Jones. I don't know why. They're both authors.
I got to tell you, though, Demon Hunter, I'm out here, man. I'm looking out the window right now. It's like 87, 90 degrees out right now. It's past 10 o'clock at night here in the Hoosier State of Indiana. We're on Eastern Standard Time, guys. And I have got the itch so bad.
Well, there's a cream for that, Sean. There's a cream.
Right. I use the cream, so this is another kind of itch. But I got the itch so bad to be out in those cemeteries right now or be out in the haunted houses, guys. Stuff that got us started in this. I mean, if you don't love this kind of stuff, you're crazy, because this is what got me started in the paranormal. I love this time of year. I love being, especially autumn too, you know, all the way up, man. Who can't remember? I mean, somebody needs to call in. Tell me your craziest story. If we can't get a hold of Maria, tell me your craziest story when you were out on a ghost investigation. When you first started, not now, not being all professional and stuff, but when you first started, you went out there and you seen your first spook, or you seen your first spooky thing. Call in, let me know what's happening, guys, because I'm going to tell you a little story real quick.
Wait, Sean, before you start telling this story. One, you've asked people to call, and now we have a caller waiting on the line. And two, I would also like to take this chance to wish Matt Lake, our friend Matt Lake from the Weird U.S. series, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Matthew. We love you, man.
So let's see who's holding in the Ghostman and Demon Hunter line here.
Let's do it. Our fans are awesome. I love our listeners.
Hey, this is Nathan S. You're on G&D 215.
Maybe.
No, guys, it's me again.
Hey, Kenny.
Kenny's the only one that calls in. I think so. Everybody else is scared to talk to us. I don't know why.
Why? You're just like a big teddy bear. I don't know why people are afraid of you.
Kenny, if the phone rings while you're talking, it's okay. We're trying to contact our guest here tonight.
But you know what, Kenny, while we're trying to get a hold of the guest and everything, I was thinking about all the times when we first started doing it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, when we first started doing this, man, you know, I joined a little group, Indiana Ghost Hunters, IndianaGhost.org. I joined them, and I went out there because I couldn't believe that some people were out there trying to find ghosts. I thought that was...
Hold on there, Sean.
Okay.
Hi, this call is from Marie D. Jones. This is Nathan S. from the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show.
This is Sean B. the Ghostman.
That's right. We're calling you because, guess what? You're our special guest for tonight. We are live on the air and trying to find the incredible, the beautiful, the wonderful, and incredibly talented. And how many more things can we say there, Sean? She's just grand.
Sexy hot.
She's grand, yeah. Marie D. Jones. And if you get the chance, pick up the phone, because we'd love to talk to you tonight. And on that, this is Ghostman and Demon Hunter signing off.
We love you. She is so going to hear this from us. I swear to God, guys, I'm going to give her home number out to the whole list of us. And I want everybody to call. You know, Kenny would be the first one called her going, Leah, this is Kenny B. from Pyra, and you didn't come in on the show tonight, so.
I mean, I went and called in and everything.
I know, but listen, guys, if we get her, you got to call her. We're supposed to have her for a whole hour. Who knows, Demon Hunter? She's out in sunny California. She could have got the times mixed up. Even though I told her we're on Eastern Standard, she might have got them mixed up. But when we go to break, I'll run down and get her number out of the car. But I wanted to talk to Kenny B, because Ken's a good friend of the show. Loved the guy to death, and you do too. And I was talking to guys about the weather and everything and being out in the cemeteries. And Kenny B, first time I was out with the Indiana Ghost Tractors. It was probably my, well, it was probably about 3 months into it. I went to a place in Greencastle, Indiana called Old Brick Chapel. And it's an old chapel that's been around since, well, Civil War-ish type era. And we were out in this cemetery. And, of course, there was a big sign that said, don't be out here after dark. And I wasn't. I went out there before the sun was down, but I was out there after the sun came down a little bit because I lost track of time. Because, you know, I wouldn't stay out there past time. But anyway, I was taking pictures. And Demon Hunter, I told you the story. I was taking pictures, guys, of just tombstones and stuff like that because they were so old. They were like 1700, some of them. And Kenny B, I was taking the shot, and when the camera flashed, and you know, brother, we've talked, and we're on the same page with the orbs and stuff. I didn't see no orbs, nothing like that. But to the left of me, in my peripheral vision, I seen a white gown. And I looked up just a little while I had one eye in the camera, and I took my left eye, and I looked up. And I seen a woman in a white gown, and I know this is so cliche, man, we hear this all the time, but I swear I seen her, and she had black eyes. And I flipped out, and I actually dropped my little Kodak digital camera on the ground, and I looked at her with both eyes, and I could still see her with black eyes, and then she vanished in front of me, but I could still see the outline. Like somebody had flashed something in my eyes real quick, but I seen the outline perfect of her body. So my brain actually processed this standing there. Now, what do you think? Do you think that could have been, because it could have. I'm not saying that's a ghost, man. I'm not saying it. But do you think it could have been my brain, or could it actually have been something there?
I don't think there's anything there when it comes to your brain, Sean.
Well, see, that's another thing. Anybody that, yeah. Yeah, Kenny B agrees. Anybody that knows me knows there's nothing there. So I had to see something. What do you think, Kenny?
I don't. You know what? Honestly, without being there and seeing the conditions, I can't give you a definite answer. But who knows? I mean, it could be. I mean, if you saw detail in the dress and facial features, you saw enough detail to notice that the eyes were black.
Yes.
That tells me there was something there that you. That your brain had a chance to process the information. It was there long enough for you to process the information. I mean, for you, Sean, it had to be there for quite some time.
Had to be at least 3 hours. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we could go into other things like the way we see. If it's dark out, you know, it takes a while for our eyes to adjust to the darkness.
Right.
But I mean, you said you were there during the day, right?
Well, it was dusk. I mean, the sun had set.
So it was getting dark.
It was. The sky was like real dark blue. You know what I mean?
Right.
There was just a little light. But man, I tell you what, I can't tell you that she had little roses and stuff on her collar around her dress, but I can say it was a white figure, and I can say that had those black eyes that we hear so much about. And that's another good question I bring up. And I've asked a lot of people. Carmen Reed came on the show, and I got to mention a bit of Carmen. Carmen, we love Carmen Reed. Of course, she was from The Haunting in Connecticut. That they play a lot on Discovery Channel. She was the actual mother that had to go through that nightmare that they experienced. And she came on the show, and we was talking to her, and I remember she had said something about black eyes, and I really never got an answer to my question, why do a lot of these things, Kenny, if you know, a lot of these entities, why the black eyes, dude? Is it a scare tactic? Is it, do we lose pigmentation in our eyeballs or something when we die? I mean, what is it?
I don't know. I mean, my best guess is just that I guess that they present themselves as they see themselves. You know, like when you think about yourself, you're always better looking in your head than you actually are.
No. I think of myself the exact way I look, which is very handsome, hunky.
We have another caller, Sean. We have to go to the next line. Kenny,
I want to argue with Kenny.
I know you want to argue with Kenny, but we never know if the next caller might be our guest.
Okay,
yeah, go to
so
the next caller.
We have to move on. So we'll talk to you soon, Kenny.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.
Love you, Ken.
Bye. Love you, too.
Call back if it's Marie.
And with that, let's move on to our next caller and see who is on the line here. We have to wait for it to update to our system.
I don't want to wait, Demon Hunter.
Well, that's too bad, Sean. You don't get a say in it.
Yes, I know.
So we're waiting for the system to update and bring our next caller in. It's the 5869 caller. So caller number 5869. and the system said, no, you can't talk. So let's see what it says this time. There we go. 5869, you're on the air.
Hey, Nathan and Sean, it's Doug. Absolutely not Marie.
Oh, my God, you're not as good looking, but you are handsome. I'll take you.
Well, thank you very much. Talking, and of course, I guess I'm talking to the sexiest Irishman around, right, in the Midwest?
And the dude, the
no,
sorry,
we weren't able to get the Lord of the Dance on, but
I could do a jig for you guys next Saturday. I swear to God, I probably will.
Oh, that'll work. That'll work. That'll get me all hot and bothered. You know, I was listening to your story on
yes.
the line, Mr. Ghost Man, about how...
You remember this story, Doug? Because I told you this story. I took you to the cemetery.
Yes, but you also when we went on a vacation once, we were laying in the dark. You were on your bed, I was on mine. We were sharing a room to split costs, right?
That's the story we're telling the listeners.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's how it works. And you said something like, I just want to, you know, I need to see a ghost. I want to see, you know, I just want, like, all this paranormal stuff to happen to me. And I'm
yes.
like, well, what have you seen? That's when you first told me the story about the vase that smashed itself against the wall and about the...
Yes.
I'm like, okay, you've got all this wonderful experience, but you've got a selective memory, I think.
Well, no, that's not it. That's not it, Doug, because I can't say that was a ghost. Because I seen it out of the corner of my eye.
You explained that, but the thing is how much? What's it going to take for you? I mean, this is exactly what I said to you 2 years ago. What does it take? You saw a vase smash, and I've heard that here on the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show. Either I brought it up or you brought it up. Somebody talked about that here on the show.
Right.
And then also now this one, you're building over the years, not a repertoire, what would it be, personal experiences, they're going to add up to something, and it's, you know, you've got it, you're in it for good now. I mean, if you've got all these so far, it's there for you.
Well, you know, it's not like what you and Scott L. seen when you guys were out there at the cemetery, so... I've never had anybody come out and say, hey, man, when you spot a ghost, this is how it's supposed to be or whatever. And like I said, like I was telling Kenny, I won't even say that was a ghost that I seen. That's why I was asking Kenny, why the black eyes? Why do you think? Because I seen her out of the corner of my eye. But when I turned and I actually focused both eyes, she wasn't there anymore. It was only an outline for a split second of what I thought was there.
Absolutely interesting, but it's again a personal story. It's something that you uniquely know and identify with and witnessed, and it's an amazing story to me. That's the kind of stuff that I go to these conferences for, like the AGS, the American Ghost Society Conference coming up this weekend in Decatur. I go to these things so that people will tell me these things, and I can identify with them, and we have something in common, that we saw something unexplainable. And I think that's just an amazing thing, and that's exactly what I like to talk about, and that's why I do a show, and I'm on your show tonight, listening to your show, and
that's right. For those of you who are,
I'm looking forward to the review of The Happening, so because I saw The Happening.
Well, for those of you who have been living in a hole for the last 20 years, if you didn't know, this is Doug Semick from Ghostly Talk talking to us right now.
And, Doug, you know, it's funny that you bring up this story because, you know, you've been out to Indiana numerous times. Doug's like family as well as Nathan is, and we hang out a lot, guys. All of us do. And I've had the unique opportunity to take Dougie out to some of these places when I was living on the west side of Indianapolis. And we went out to Greencastle, where the old brick chapel was. And that was the one where it was on the ABC Family Channel that came out with the Pink Ghost of Greencastle. Remember, Doug, I was telling you about it, and we couldn't go back there because it was all roped off.
Yeah.
Well, the cemetery right in front of that is where I seen her, and right down the road was where the Civil War general was seen in the window at the Locust Hill Antique Shop that they wouldn't let us go in. We couldn't get in there. But, yeah, you know, I seen her, and I had the vase, guys. I told Dougie a million times. One of the first investigations I did, I went out there. I had a notepad, a paper. I had just received training on how to do an interview with the Indiana Ghost Trackers. I was talking to an old lady, and we were doing a review, and I had the recorder going, and the vase smashed against the wall. I looked up enough to see the vase, I'm not even going to say levitate, come off the table and smash against the wall. The dog was barking hysterically the whole time. When I replayed the EVP, it says, get the knife, and then it says, get the dog, twice. And those two events, Dougie, other than what we experienced at Whispers Estate, in 13 years of doing this, are my craziest stories that I had to tell. So,
I have to say, out of crazy stories, Whispers Estate is right up there.
And you were right next to me.
I was there with you. It was the most incredible thing that I've ever run across, so much so that the very next morning I called Tim Yancey, who's been around the paranormal since, you know, childhood, and is saying, do you know of anything that could explain this to me? How can I put this in my head, what I experienced? Because I've been doing this, you know, I've been around the paranormal forever, but I haven't, you know, I was working at it, or working in it, I should say, for only 5-6 years at the end of last year when we experienced that. And that was not in my realm of experience up until that point. I was just flabbergasted when Whispers of Fate happened. I've heard that the phenomena has gone down there, but still happens a little bit here and there. But that was inexplicable to me.
Right. And, of course, Dougie's talking about whispersestate.com, guys. I think the website's still up, Dougie. I'm not sure. I know I checked on that one time and it was up, but I've had people talk to me since then that said it's been down again. I know Van, the owner now, because it's changed hands, the property, he doesn't live there. And me and Doug had Doug and I had the opportunity to speak to the cat that owned it before, that had lived there every night, and these things were happening to him, and we went out there with an open mind. Me and Doug thought, hey, we're going to rent this place. It's cool. We're in a haunted location. And the first night, nothing happened. Me and Doug slept like babies. Second night, well, tell him, Doug. Tell him about the second night.
Oh, the second night, we're sitting there in the parlor with, there was, what, 8 people in the house or something like that. We're all in the parlor, every one of us, and we're sitting around. We're getting to know each other, and as we were just chatting, every so often we would say, and Rachel, because the name of the little girl ghost who's thought to still be there, right, is Rachel. So every now and then we would say, hey, Rachel, if you want to mention anything or chime in, go ahead. We're here listening. And then we would chat some more and get to know each other. And then, and also the guy who owned the, Whispers Estate was there with us, of course, because he owned it at the time. And then the fellow who bought Whispers Estate was there in the room with us as well. And this was such a profound night because we were just chatting. And then somebody thought it would be a good idea to sing Ring Around the Rosie. So that went on, and then just it sounded like, wow, that just it elicited a very loud, audible response that seemed to both come from upstairs and be all around you at the same time. It was very, very ethereal. And it was some kind of screaming, some kind of wailing, and also some answers. Like she sang along with right after you with what you were singing, or she said, what, not in my house.
Or Ring Around My House or something like that.
Ring Around My House, that's it. Ring Around My House after you did the song, which was like the second or third thing that she said. And then all of a sudden after that, we were still trying to talk with her when it sounded like, wow, it's just like wailing and screaming and many voices, and it was just really weird. And we've got it all on tape. It's all in the Ghostly Talk archives, and I know we've played it here on Ghostman and Demon Hunter as well. All heck broke loose, and then that's what caused us all to run upstairs and check things out to see if everything was okay, because it was so loud and it was all around us, and we heard it with our ears, and that was just way beyond anything that I've experienced paranormally. That you know, I've seen a ghost once, but like you said, it happens for a brief moment, an instant.
Well, did you hear, Doug, that I was recently down in Fort Mifflin and saw an apparition?
Oh, did you?
I did.
I need to listen to some archives of Ghostman and Demon Hunter then, because there is a period of time between when I'm, you know, we're finishing things up on our show and when I dial in, and then when I arrive home, I disconnect the call and plug in my phone. There's a couple periods of time during your show that I don't get to hear, and I didn't get to hear that story. So we're gonna have to talk.
it's definitely a place to go because I went down there, and you know when you're down there and you're not there with your group, it's kind of like open to the public. It was a Sleep with the Ghost event, so there were other people there, and you know you walk up, and if somebody's in there, you don't disturb them while they're doing EVP work or something like that. So I was trying to walk around before everything got started and get pictures of each room, because I don't really try and catch ghosts in photos now. I more try and catch pictures simply to document the area. So I thought I would walk around.
You know, that's very important. That's very important. I want to tell a quick story. I know it's going to interrupt your story just briefly, but go on hold for 1 second. There was indeed a case where we were investigating a thrift shop, or a resale shop, I mean, and we were doing, you know, we went through with video cameras, we went through taking pictures of the place, it's control, right? And then afterwards we were doing our experiments, our EVP work, and we tried some carrier frequencies and stuff like that. So we were doing some work, and we heard some noise from the back, so we went in the back, and there was a drawer open. Well, it turns out none of us got a picture of that bureau.
That's right.
A before picture. We didn't do a thorough job of documenting the area. And so what you're talking about, Nathan, is extremely important. Get thorough pictures of pretty much everything in the site, you know, before you do before and afters, because it's extremely important, because you may miss phenomena or then not know. Was that drawer open? I don't know. We have to rely on our memories, and memories are, you know, subject to flights of fancy and things like that. So it's not scientific whether that drawer opened and caused the noise or not. We don't know. We can't chalk that up as to being attributable to a ghost, but it was still pretty creepy, yes. But we don't have before and after photos, so we can't submit that as evidence.
Exactly.
Tell a personal story. Very important to do what you're talking about, Nathan. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, as I was saying, I was going around and trying to get pictures of the area, because planes fly over Fort Mifflin until midnight, so you basically can't do EVP work prior to that. So we decided to go out and take our documentation photos before midnight, and then we'd do our EVP work after midnight and go around and take pictures again. So I went through and I was taking the photos for documenting, and we were walking up to, I guess they call it the baker's oven. It's a large concrete structure where they did their cooking. And as we're walking up, a woman stuck her head out of the door, and I thought to myself, oh, it's not even midnight yet, and people are in the rooms, and I'm going to have to skip a room to take photos because they're in there collecting EVP. And I wasn't annoyed at that, but it was just like off-putting, you know, oh, I'm going to have to wait to get in there to take this photo. So we walked up, and I just poked my head in and said, excuse me, do you mind if I take some pictures? There was nobody in the room.
Wow.
So it was just, and when afterwards, I went and asked if there had been any women in the fort and whereabouts. And they said, yes, there actually had been a woman prisoner in the back area, right behind the baker's oven, who was a prisoner who was always upset because they wouldn't give her petticoats, and that she would actually cook in the baker's area, the baker's oven. So.
And that's the kind of thing that that I've heard over and over. My particular ghost that I saw looked very, very real, like it was a real fellow. I thought I was going to hit him with my car. You evidently thought enough of this lady to think that the room was occupied.
So yes.
Was she misty and...
No, it was a woman's head. Her hair was tied up in a bun, and I could see the top of a pink top of an outfit. And she she didn't walk in. She just stuck her head out. And
so did the door actually open and close?
No, the door was already open. The door was already open. Okay. And this person stuck their head out of the door, and That's why I assumed that that this was what was going on. But sure, but we had a lot of stuff happen that night. I got a few EVPs. We were up in an absolutely empty room at one point and heard somebody drop change in the room right behind us. And literally, it just sounded like tinkle, 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 change falling on the floor.
Tinkle, tinkle.
Yes, tinkle, tinkle. And we went back. Nobody's there. We tried to reproduce the sound. Couldn't reproduce it. And then we went back later and I listened to the tape and it actually sounds like whatever was dropped directly onto the tape recorder. Because I had a tape recorder in that room. And it's because in the tape recorder, it sounds bang, 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 bang. And obviously, you know, it wouldn't be that much of a difference one room over. Yes, originally it sounded similar, Sean. There you go.
Good one, Sean.
Yeah. You're welcome. That's all I got, guys.
It works. You know, right. I think that the that's interesting because the those audible things seem to be happening more and more too. Because I remember there was this EVP craze where you'd go into a place and you'd be, you know, recording. And yes, I've bought the USB condenser microphone, which I like a lot, and I used it at Mansfield, Ohio, this past weekend. And you know, I love all that high-tech equipment and things, but more and more of this stuff seems to be happening audibly, at least in the stories that I hear from folks and my own personal experience as well. And now you've relayed an experience where you heard audible phenomena, which, of course, I take it you didn't find any actual change laying about the tape recorder.
None whatsoever. Now, there was a chain link grid grate over the fireplace. But we tried our best to make that chain link grate make the same sound, and we couldn't do it.
See?
Couldn't do it. I've seen those chain link things, and they tend not to make much noise, but when they do, it's a lot more concentrated than change falling.
Right.
All I know is I went to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, guys, one of the most haunted spots in America, and I stayed with Doug and Nathan S. Doug from the Ghostman Demon Hunter show, and Nathan S. From the G&D show, and somebody spooned me at night. I don't know what happened. I don't know who it was, but it was definitely paranormal. And hold on, I think I'm getting a call. Hold on one second, guys.
Well, I know I was sleeping with one foot on the floor, Sean, so it was a paranormal experience for you.
And I know I'm not talking. I'm not saying a word about what happened at night when the lights were out. Not one bit.
Except for the fact that after we left, they knocked the entire building down. So you go figure.
That is true. That is true. They condemned it and knocked it down after we left. This is true. You know, I have to say one of my most interesting ghost hunts, while we didn't actually see a ghost or anything like that or hear from one that we know of, but one of the most interesting ghost hunts that I've been on didn't involve any paranormal activity I guess the whole hunt was paranormal, in that Gowan had come to visit us on that trip, right?
Yes.
And we went. I don't know if you were there yet, or if you were still there. I don't know, Nathan, if you were around it this night. But we went to the Saks Bridge, and we were going to ghost hunt at Saks Bridge at night, which is not allowed, but we were going to do it anyway. And so we were there, and Gowan was going to talk to the ghosts. Well, ghost hunting with Gowan, I learned that night. That was the first time I ghost hunted with him. It is a lot like being in a Broadway play. Because apparently it involves a lot of acting, a lot of enunciating, a lot of projecting, and a lot of very grand theatrical movements, which I thought was just priceless.
To this day, one of my favorite EVPs of all time is Strudel.
Oh, yeah! Can you? He played some of that stuff at the, he played some of his EVPs that he's captured over the decade or more of ghost hunting that he's done, and some of it is just amazing, like Strudel.
Well, you know, that's and I went back there the second night that I went out there with you. Oh, that's okay. He and I went back there the night after we went there with you, or you didn't actually go to the Church of the Damned with us the first night.
Yeah, I didn't go the first time. No.
The second.
Say, was that the weekend Sean didn't get to come because nobody wanted to pick him up at the airport, or
that would be the night, Sean. That would be the night.
Thanks, guys. Hey, I just want to tell everybody in the paranormal community, you get some great friends out here, but don't call them at the last minute to pick you up at the airport.
When the airport is 7 hours round trip away and you've got a conference to do, yeah, it can be a problem.
All I got to know was I was one of the headliners in the conference. I was a superstar, and you guys blew my chance. You blew it.
Oh, speaking of which, Ghostman, I have a poster for you of... It's the poster announcing the conference and
yeah.
or the tour. So I've got it. It's yours. It's a little wrinkled right now because I had to lay on it because it had your picture.
I think we should raffle it off, Dougie. We'll say this is the Ghost Man's poster of his crushed dreams.
No,
you know what? You know what's amazing though, guys. I sent Nathan S. my brother man today on. I found a tape because when I went through, you know, a divorce and all that stuff, you guys, I kept a file of all the stuff I did. You know, little stuff, man. Little Fox 59 news clips. You know, when you get out in the paranormal, you try to get people to know who you are, so you can get into more places to do research. And I got my little break, if you will, on this, and that's how I met Dougie. Proof positive on the Sci-Fi Channel. You remember that, Doug? And I found it today, and I actually got a copy. I downloaded it to my computer, and I sent it to Nathan, and I couldn't believe I found that episode. It was like episode 6 or whatever, and I'm the third one on there, and it was about the hunt for the Gray Lady at the Willard Library, and I don't know. I just thought I'd tell everybody that story.
I taped that for you because you know, I knew that you would be on because mm-hmm. we had talked about it, and I was so incredibly jealous, and I thought maybe you had gotten to meet Amanda Tapping.
Well, that's back when I was professional. That's back
Well, Sean, you know, what I was trying to tell Doug before was when I went back to that Church of the Damned, yes. I did EVP work, and as we were leaving, I asked if it could hear us. And just as we're leaving the Church of the Damned, we got a German EVP that says Hörlin, which is to hear.
Merlin?
Hörlin.
Oh, not like Merlin.
No. Not like Hörlin, okay. Like what you do after a party night, Sean.
Right. Well, I'm way past that now. I can hold my liquor. Doug, on the other hand.
Right? Yeah, I can't hold my... I'm not...
I yeah. stopped right there, Doug. I stopped.
We're not talking about that. Anybody goes to Bonnie's website, go to Sean Comes to Michigan, don't look at the photo.
All I know is, where's Bonnie Joe at tonight, Doug? Yeah, I figured she'd have called. She must be home. There must be a hockey trilogy on or something. I figured she'd have called in.
I know. I don't understand it.
But I do have to tell everybody.
I know that we are all absolutely dog tired because we were at Mansfield, you know, at the Ohio State Reformatory at Mansfield last night with the Buckeye State Paranormal and Haunting Investigators.
Oh, wow.
And, oh, my gosh, it was a phenomenal evening, but it was a very long evening.
Yes.
We didn't leave until they practically kicked us out.
Right. Well, I was listening to my favorite radio show, one of my favorite radio shows, next to the Ghostman Demon Hunter show earlier, the Ghostly Talk, of course, and I was listening to it, and I noticed you guys were talking about the upcoming 2008 Haunted American Conference.
Indeed we were. We not only talked about it, we talked with the guy who's running it, who threw it.
Yeah. Now listen, I was listening because I'm coming out there, and I wanted to see who all was going to be out there. I heard... That what's the name of those one chicks?
Ghost Divas.
Ghost Divas are going to be there. They're hot. They're red hot. And Patrick Burns from Court TV, of course, and many others.
Yeah,
red hot. And then you got the Spectrum Men. We're going to have a little rock and roll going down. And if anybody knows us, I don't know if Doug can walk at that point of the night when the band will be playing, but hopefully he can. I'm kidding.
If I'm upright, I'll be dancing.
Now, I've seen Sean dance. There's something paranormal.
Oh, I'm dancing this weekend, guys. I am dancing this weekend. It's been a long time coming. Last time I was sick. Let me tell you something. The Ghost Man has a clean bill of health, so pack your underwear and toothbrush this weekend because you guys are in for it. That's all I got to say. But, you know, it's funny. Ghost Chaser in the chat room just now, Doug, said proof negative. Do you know anything about that? That's my legacy that I left for my children on the paranormal community. I am proof negative. Amanda Tapping said, Sean Burris, proof negative.
Yes, that is how that particular case or that particular investigation ended up being ruled. However, to your, you know, to the full story, though, they forget to tell you that all the evidence that you collected, everything that you did, all the pictures, all the... You even used the, I think you used the bionic ear, or maybe it was, oh no, it was the radiation meter thing. And
yeah, and I even, Dougie, I even used the electrostatic generator by Joshua P. Warren, his book that I read, How to Hunt Ghosts. Joshua P., very insightful cat, man. He talked about using electrostatic generators to, let's just say, up the amperage in the atmosphere for the ghost to have more energy to pull from. I even used that.
Right, and you submitted it all to them, and then they ended up not using any of your investigative data, but they ended up using just the photos that were submitted via the website.
Right.
You know, because obviously the library has the one of the original and one of the most interesting webcams, you know, available for folks just to look at, and if you see something that you think might be anomalous, you can capture it and submit it to
right.
the webmaster or whoever, and then they will look at it and put it up or not. And so they ended up using just submissions from the website and none of your data, your hard won data.
That's right.
Hey, Doug. We're having a little bit of a volume problem. Can I call you back directly instead of going through the Skype call-in line?
Sure. Do you have this phone number?
Well, I do because the Skype call-in line shows it to us.
Ah, write it down and call me at this number because I don't even know this phone number. This is some number that is in the house that I'm living in.
We will do that right
now. I'm not going to explain. Just ring me back.
Sounds all good, right, Doug. We will call you right back.
Excellent. Talk to you shortly.
Okay.
But, hey, Nate, I do have to say real quick, guys, the guest we had on tonight, Marie D. Jones, she is going to reschedule with us, guys. I just spoke with her. She's had something happen in her family. Our prayers and thoughts go out with her. Marie, we love you, and we hope everything comes out okay.
That's right. And so we're sorry that we weren't able to bring you Marie tonight. We will have her on again. We'll reschedule, and Marie, we're sorry to hear about what happened. And
absolutely. But in the meantime, guys, we got all these great listeners out here, guys. Open those phone lines up. I want you to call in. We're talking about ghostly experiences, stuff that you have happened in the field. We want to hear about it. We got Dougie from Ghostly Talk on the line. We got Nate from the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show and the Murray show.
That's hitting below the belt.
Oh, that's awesome.
Whatever, I can do what I want. Hey, did you do any fraternity testing? I said nipple. Nate's got a lot of cleaning up to do.
No, forget it. At this point, it's just going on the archive the way it is. I'm tired of trying to save the show so that we can be rebroadcast on real radio, Sean.
You know what's so funny, though? Every time we do the show, I get all these little notes, all these little tidbits that I keep from the week, right? Because even Doug told me, I was talking to Doug, and, you know, when we first started the show, Doug said, we'll take, you know, interesting things that you see through the week, man, write them down, whatever, and talk about them on the show, you know, and give you something to go. So I write all these little posty notes, man. And at the end of the show, guys, it takes like 45 minutes to clean up the floor. So I got all these posty notes and stuff laying around me, and I haven't mentioned any of the stories tonight. It's amazing. But there's always next week.
That's right. There's always next week. I was going to talk about Dudley Town.
Dudley Town is really freaky. I read, of course, everything I could get my hands on about Dudley Town, and the most disturbing thing. Well, besides being obviously very well spoken of paranormally, I mean, because they had people go there and set up camp and talk about it and wrote their little stories, and it was just it's supposedly absolutely insane. But then they closed it off. It's private property, and you're not supposed to go there. And I'm really depressed about that.
Well, you know, Doug, the next time you're up here in Connecticut, you are not permitted in Dudleytown. But because we are friends with Jeff Belanger,
yes,
he has told me how to hike legally to where you can camp and see Dudleytown from where you're camping.
Oh, really? That is fascinating. So so it's a lot like what they do with Area 51.
Right.
There was like a mountaintop that you could legally go to and be on and sit at and look at Area 51. But once they found out, of course, they closed it off. But there was a while where you could actually go and legally observe Area 51 from a nearby mountaintop, and that really upset, of course, the government quite a bit. But
hey, Dougie,
yeah,
I heard next month you possibly might be sneaking around the outskirts of Area 51. Is this true? Or is this a rumor? I need to know.
Well, not Area 51 itself. Area 51 is in Nevada, and it's north of Las Vegas. But
okay, you ruined my whole setup. Thank you.
But I'm going to I am indeed going to the city that started it all. I will be in Roswell, New Mexico, the 4th of July weekend for the Alien Festival. It'll be the 61st anniversary. I know it's not the 60th anniversary, but the 61st anniversary of the crash.
Right. Right.
And I'll be there with, of course, Stanton Friedman will be there. I'll be stalking him. And
yes,
and of course I'll be wearing any number of outrageous alien-looking costumes, so you may or may not know who I am when I'm there.
But are you going to wear that cosmic thong that we bought the other week?
Cosmic thong? I was saving that as a secret surprise, but now people will know. And yes,
it's out.
The cosmic thong, and I've got it's amazing. It's totally amazing. There are times when it's transparent. And there's times when it's opaque.
And you know, we're huge in China, so... Not so much in the U.S. China, they got t-shirts up out there.
Well, it's not so much that the show is really liked, it's just compared to the height of the Chinese people, we're huge. So...
Right. Well, as long as they keep churning out those cosmic thongs, I'll be happy because they are amazing.
I just want to say, I want to see your thong that says, take me home, but you can't see the home. It just says, take me
home. That's written on the underside. Yes, I know. That was an unfortunate purchase, but I do like the thong.
Oh, you know what, though, guys? We were talking about all these ghosts. Experiences. I've been trying to talk. Am I getting any feedback? You guys hear me?
I hear an echo on your line.
Nathan?
Is Nathan? I don't hear Nathan at all.
I don't either.
I'm doing my best, Sean. I'm doing my best. I've been hearing that you've been clicking in and out. I've turned my system off so I can do some work.
Folks, Nate's doing his Kegels right now. Oh, can you do that?
The comments of Sean Burris do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
Is that better, Sean?
Yay!
Yes, that is good. But, you know, we're talking about all these spooky experiences, and I called in on Ghostly Talk today, and guys, I am a field reporter, as well as my brother Nathan, for Ghostly Talk Radio.
So that people actually hear us every now and then. They just don't come to this little show, and we can go on Ghostly Talk where people actually listen.
Right. So I called into Ghostly Talk today, and I told them a very sad fact, guys, that one of the places made famous, of course, by Haunted Places by Troy Taylor, Central State Hospital in Indianapolis, Indiana, that Dougie and Bonnie and many others got to go explore with us. It is being tore down before this winter. They haven't set a date, but it is coming down to the ground. It's falling apart with asbestos and stuff like that. There is a cemetery out there. There's no headstones, but they do have a cemetery plot roped off. So it's kind of interesting to see what the new housing development that's going to go in there, how they're going to handle that, guys. But I'm putting that out there right now. There's a cemetery out there. Dougie, you know this. It's roped off, and there was a lot of the clinically insane that had died. They had no family. They were buried out there. All you had on the tombstone was numbers, much like prison at Shawshank, much like the Mansfield, Ohio, or whatever, reformatory. But that thing is out there, and I'm kind of interested to see if they're going to build over that or not, Dougie. I tell you. But they are going to tear that down. That is coming down, and that is one of our historically haunted locations. Many underground tunnels. I always wonder, because there's a lot of ghost stories with those underground tunnels, I always wonder what they're going to do with them, Dougie, Nate. I wonder if they're going to just implode them. Or
they're going to ask you to walk in carrying an explosive, Sean.
Right.
And take the whole thing down for them.
Do a live broadcast for the GD show while I'm in the tunnel.
In the tunnel, ready for it to explode.
But you know what? I don't know if you remember this, Doug, but we went down there and we got inside the underground tunnels. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And they had a chapel, guys, and I swear to God, it looked just like the day that they had left the place. I mean, you had the preacher's pulpit, you had flyers on the wall, everything. I mean, all this stuff underground. And it's all going down, guys. I mean, they're gonna tear it down. There's been too much violence out there. There's been too much crime, and the powers to be in Indianapolis said that's enough's enough. And down comes another great historically haunted location. So
that particular place, I imagine it was expensive to keep. It's in it's quite a lot of land, and it's in a fairly desirable area. I mean, it's not overly desirable because of the crime, but I mean it's. It would be a wonderful area because its location is phenomenal with respect to shopping and entertainment and the expressways and the airport, things like that. So it's got location for it. It's a good plot of land, and I imagine it's expensive to insure and maintain. So they're probably making a fiscal kind of decision, which is really, really sad, considering it has a working museum on the premises that they will be tearing down.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't got the official word on that, Doug. I'm just assuming. I'm assuming what they said, there will be nothing left. And that came from a park ranger friend of mine that was out there. He said, there will be nothing left. You will not be able to tell that Central State Hospital sat out there for a long time. Anybody knows that story, guys? Central State Hospital was built in the late 1800s. And all the, I'm not going to say whack jobs, all the clinically insane, all the people that needed a little extra help, special benefits, if you will.
Okay, we're losing every other word you say there, Sean. Hold on.
But what he was saying is true. They would put, the people who needed that kind of care in there, and it grew over time, and you can tell by the building. Here was an original building, here was an original building, then they needed a power plant or a laundry or whatever that big industrial building is. So it grew over time into what is now a massive campus.
Right.
An amazing place. And then, of course, it fell into disuse and disrepair, and it would cost a fortune to go in and rip out all the asbestos and bring it up to any kind of code now. It would be ridiculous as far as expense goes. So, I mean, I can, on the one hand, I can see it as being a burden that somebody is carrying right now. Maybe it's the city of Indianapolis or the state of Indiana. I don't know who's paying for this, what is now a burden because they're not doing anything with it. So, I mean, I can see the thing for that, but then they're showing little to no responsibility for history whatsoever.
And no. And all I have to say, Dougie, is that story about Homer the ghost. I believe his name was Homer. He was one of the inmates that lived out there, and he killed women.
Yeah.
Or he got in a fight with one of them out in the yard, and before they could tell, he had took her down to one of those underground tunnels, and he had killed this woman. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay, he killed this woman, guys, and he got away with it. He stored the body down there, and they didn't use the underground tunnels much anymore, so nobody found out about it. But I remember in, I believe it was the 1980s, right before Central State closed down, there was a lady that suffered from a disease of the brain. I'm not sure of what it was exactly, but she would wander off quite a bit. And they found her one time down in the underground tunnels, and they asked her what was going on, and she said, Homer keeps bringing me down here. Remember this story, Doug?
Yes.
Okay, and I think Troy Taylor actually wrote a little something about it, too, and they would find her down there all the time. Well, one time she went missing for weeks. They couldn't find her anywhere. Well, they had found her down in one of the tunnels in a little doorway, a little corridor that she snuck off to, and she was dead. She had died of starvation. And they found out that they believe that she had been speaking with the ghost of Homer, and he had lured her down there and taken one more life in his afterlife. And to this day, the tunnels are still there. They're decrepit, they're falling apart and everything else, but they're going to tear down another one, guys. And I just, it's really a sad thing, and we got a little history out there. You know, I mean, Bonnie, Dougie went out there with me. Will, we all went out there. We had a good time. And it's just really sad. I mean, we got to go out there. We got to try to preserve these places, guys. I mean, I know I did cemetery restoration for a while in an old haunted cemetery out there in Crawfordsville, Indiana. And they're slowly fading away because it's just you can't – I guess the state can't keep them up or whatever. And it's a shame because we're losing not only a haunted location, but we're losing a piece of history. And I don't know what to do about it, Dougie, but it's happening.
Well, a piece of history that large would be beyond a lot of people's means. Like, for example, look at what they're doing with Ohio State Reformatory and the one in West Virginia, Moundsville, the Moundsville, West Virginia prison. They're doing the ghost tours and stuff now. In the case with Moundsville, they're using the monies to keep it up because it's an expensive place. It's a big building. It's a plot of land. It's got insurance. It's got people. It's got watchmen. It's, you know, it's expensive to run. So obviously it's not a working prison, but it's like more of a museum. But they're using monies from that to keep it up. With Mansfield, they've got a much longer road ahead because Mansfield, Ohio State Reformatory, is a shambles, and it needs a lot of restoration as well as paying the insurance, paying, you know, people to mow the lawn and keeping it, and they also got to fix it up, and they've been doing some magnificent things in the 4 years since I've been going there.
Dougie, we're actually going to have to wrap up. We're going over on our time.
Oh, sorry, you guys. It's been a pleasure.
You are a savior, Doug. We would have not had a guest tonight had you not called in. That's Doug Senek of Ghostly Talk, everybody. They're on OmniSound, as well as you can check them at www.ghostlytalk.com on Sunday nights from 6 to 9 Eastern Time. And,
that's right. If you're not a friend of Doug and Bonnie and Scott L., you need to be because they're always there in a pinch, folks.
That's right. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Sean, and we got to take this chance to thank everybody else for joining us here tonight for the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
That's right, Dougie and Nathan. And be sure to check out our website at www.ghostanddemon.com and log into our forums because we really want to hear from you.
And join us next week, which will be June 22nd. When we will be bringing you the very best of the 2008 Haunted America Conference. If you haven't gotten there, you gotten your tickets yet, get there, get your tickets, come and see us, come and see the great stuff there. And remember, if you missed this or any other part of any Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show, you can check it out at Para X Radio, Planet Paranormal, Podcast Alley, Podomatic, iTunes, Blueberry, Mediafly, Podbean, Podcast, Pickle, Pod Planet, and Pod Feed Networks. So, and with that, Sean, I think it's time to say goodnight.
Yes, absolutely, little brother. I just wanted to say once again, guys, happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there, guys. Keep up the good work. We love you. You are not alone. Hey, don't go changing ghost hunters. We won't. We love you.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Yeah.